Good afternoon, everybody.
Ja, hallo alle sammen.
I'm very happy to meet you guys.
Jeg veldig glad for å møte alle dere.
I was here in 2013 also.
Jeg var her i 2013 også.
By the grace of Lord, I'm very happy again to be with you and loving your church people and everything.
Og ved Guds nåde er jeg veldig glad for å være her i kirka.
I'm staying in city, Kathmandu city. As a pastor, I have church. Number. I have a church in the city. I've been pastoring more than 10 years in Nepal.
Og jeg er pastor i en liten kirke i utkanten av Kathmandu. Der har jeg vært i 10 år.
This time I will tell you, I will show you some pictures of my family, of my village, and of my, I have some children also, orphanage children, 3 children. I have, I will tell you detail that things by showing pictures.
Yeah. Vi kan ta kanskje tilbake litt. Her ser vi Nepal. Og hvis dere ser en bitte liten grønn prikk der, det er kanskje vanskelig der. Nedenfor Kathmandu, der er kirka hans. Da kan du gå videre. Neste. Der er familien. Der er Jaku og Manju, og sønnen deres, Jabes. Og de har 3 foreldreløse barn som de har adoptert, og som de har hatt boende og gitt kjærlighet og mat og oppdragelse.
Yes.
Her ser vi Nepal og episenteret for jordskjelvet som 24. april.
Right. This is our village church.
Dette er landsbykirken vår.
When the earthquake came, the church was destroyed hardly.
Når jordskjelvet kom, ble kirka hardt skadet.
This is our school. Manju and me went to school when we were childhood. School also destroyed because of the earthquake. You see some benches. Some part of the benches, they were broken.
Her ser vi inne fra barneskolen som jeg og Manju gikk på. Den ble også hardt skadet.
Still now, this school is like this. People are not able to go to school. Children are, they are not getting education properly.
Og fremdeles er denne skolen stengt, og alle undervisningen er stoppet.
This is our school area, and big school. Area, and this is damaged, totally damaged by the earthquake. And you see a red sticker, that is danger. It is not usable. That means the school is totally, it's not usable. It's totally damaged by the government has given the sign.
Her er samme skolen fra utsida. Så den er red. Man kan se en rød plakat som er hengt opp, som betyr fare, at ingen har lov til å gå inn der på grunn av at det er fare for at den kan falle sammen.
Yes, we can go other next one. Yeah, this is our area. When the earthquake came, we are living in the tent. You see, there are many tents. We used to live there. Still, people are living in the tent in the rainy season. People are living in the tent life.
Og her ser dere det området der vi måtte flytte til og bo i telt. Og fremdeles er det folk som bor i telt, selv om nå regntiden har startet.
Now it is very difficult to live there because of rainy season. There will be some animals, snakes will come and other insects will beat us. And there are many problems in their life, in our life, you see there.
Og nå når regntiden kommer, blir det vanskeligere, for da kommer det forskjellige dyr som slanger og insekter, og ja, man kan tenke seg hvordan det blir.
Yeah, next one. This is our area, in the city area, where the more than 500 houses were destroyed, and I've been there, so you see there, this is the city area, houses were broken, totally.
Dette er fra landsbyområdet, der mer enn 500 hus ble totalskadet, som man kan se.
Here, 30 people were dead and 300 people were injured in my area.
I dette området, mitt område, ble 30 mennesker mistet livet, og var det 300?
300?
Mer enn 300 ble skadet.
And 30 people were dead. This is our village, one village where Manju and me grown up. This is our village, and people are having difficult life here after the earthquake came. People are making tent and staying temporarily.
Här är från landsbyen som där jag och Manju växte upp, och som vi kan se så är det också skador här och folk måste bo i tält, och vi ser några av djuren också där.
This is our city where we live, nearby city. When the earthquake came, the electricity pole broke down. Electricity broke down onto the taxi, and you see some wires also, electric wires also, and it's a big. There was a big problem, big injury. There was a big accident. Many drivers and some passengers, they were also injured hardly.
Och som vi ser här så var det flera strömmaster som falt ner och en kraschade med en taxi, och strömmen blev självfallet då totalt borta.
Yes, next one. This is our area when the earthquake came, and you see that people are around here, people are finding some place, they have kids, there are many people. They have a difficult life, so they are some people are rescuing there, and many they have their one things, properties, everything, having that situation.
Dette er også fra vårt område, og vi ser her at de leter og graver i ruinene, og noen folk har bare fått med seg det aller mest nødvendige, så det er en vanskelig situasjon.
Yeah, this is the lady. She was from the village, and she was the young lady. She was dead by the earthquake. She was staying in the when the earthquake came. She was staying in the house when she was dead. At the time, she was dead, and her father was paralyzed, and mother ran away from the house.
Denne unge jenta mistet dessverre livet i jordskjelvet, og faren hennes ble lam. Og mora kom seg unna.
She is one of the Manju's relative in the village. There are many people who were dead, and she was one of the Manju's relatives in the village.
Og hun er en av Manju's slektninger.
Because of earthquake, her father also been paralyzed, hardly paralyzed, become paralyzed.
Og faren hennes ble skadet og lam.
Yes, next please. This is our own village, you see. This is Tamang tribe village. It is western part of Nepal. More than 1,000 houses were there.
Dette er landsbyen vår. Så der er mer enn 1,000 hus.
This is the picture before the earthquake came.
Dette er tatt før jordskjelvet.
This is our place, in the village place. And people are living in tent life. People are making temporary tents. You see, a lot of tents are there.
Og dette er det området, og vi ser de har satt opp midlertidige telt for å bo der.
There is no toilet, there is no water, and there is very difficult life. People are living in tent life.
Selvfølgelig er det veldig vanskelig, for det er ikke noe vannforsyning eller sanitær forhold bygget ut der.
They are our villages. Villagers.
Ja, dette er våre landsbybeboere.
Okay, again. This is our house. The one lady, she was dead. When the earthquake came, she was dead. This is our house in the village.
Dette er huset vårt i landsbyen, hvor den unge jenta som vi så omkom.
Yes, next one. This is people, when the earthquake came, people started to leave. To make tents and having started to leave many places.
Och här ser vi ett område, öppet område med presenningar och sängar där folk prövade så gott de kan och leva och överleva.
Next one. And this is the city area where the big building collapsed, and the one down building, it been to the underground.
Detta är från byområdet, och vi ser ett höghus som rätt och slett har kollapsat, och hela fundamentet har kollapsat och fallit ner.
Three people were dead and many people injured there in this building.
Tre stycken döda och många skadade i detta område.
It is nearby us in the city area.
Och det är ganska nära där vi bor i byn.
This is one of our neighbor house in the city. Also, this was also destroyed by the earthquake.
Detta är från nabolaget också, helt ödelagt.
Okay, next one. This is one of the boy in the village. Her father was die when her father went to save his son. He threw his son out, and he was dead in this house.
I detta huset så löp faren in för att rädda gutten sin och fick rätt och slett kasta han ut, men klarade inte att komma ut själv och omkom.
This is the boy. This is the small boy, and his father was dead to protect him. He was took out, but father was, when the earthquake came, father was there and he was dead. Because of Hindu culture, his head also saved. His head also cut out because of Hindu culture. When father die or something, head should be saved.
Detta är gutten som överlevde, och faren hans döde. Och som skicken är för i hindufamiljen, så har han barberat av sig allt håret.
Okay, now next one. This is our village. We've been there. The villagers are a very difficult situation. We went to rescue there, and Manju and me was there. We are giving a small gift. We organize a small gift from the church, a small relief program, and the villagers are gathering, and Manju is calling their name one by one name and giving some small relief program distributing. Yes.
Detta är också från byen vår, och här ser vi Jakob och Manju som läser upp från en lista och delar ut små hjälpepackar från kyrkan.
Yes, next one. This is after the earthquake. We are making our tent in our area.
Och här ser du att vi sätter upp tält i det området vårt.
Yes. This is after the earthquake. We are not able to have fellowship in our building, so we make our tent and have a fellowship and having fellowship in the church in the tent.
Efter jordskälven så kunde vi inte gå och vara i kyrkan vår, så vi satte upp en midlertidig presenning och hade gudstjänste där och hade fellowship i den midlertidiga kyrkan.
Almost 3 months we had a fellowship in this tent.
Och det har vi haft nu i över 3 månader.
Still some churches are having in the fellowship in the tent also. Still having.
Och framdeles är det en del kyrkor som må fortsätta och ha gudstjänsterna sina på denna måten.
Yeah. Next one. This is I'm preaching. I'm preaching from the church. Starts by with made of tent. First time I'm teaching from the tent.
Och här är Jakob som talar. Första gången i den tältkyrka, ganska provisorisk.
This is we had distributed some rice in our that destroyed families who were earthquake victim families, and we have distributed a relief program, and we have distributed some bags of rice for the needs. For the family who are needed families.
Och här delar vi ut säckar med ris till någon av offren från jordskälvet.
Yeah, this is the family who have destroyed their house. and their relatives and their possessions, lost their possessions, and they have we were staying together 3 months in a tent.
Dette er kirkefamilien vår, eller menigheten, og vi har holdt sammen og bodde i telt i 3 måneder.
Yes, next one. This is Dharara of Kathmandu City.
Dette er det kjente
Dharara-tårne,
også kalt Bimsen Tower.
Yeah,
så Bimsen Tower. 9 etasjer høyt, sånn så det ut før jordskjelvet.
This fell down, this collapsed because of earthquake. This was also. Yeah. Next one, you see, this is the Dharara and it has been collapsed because of earthquake.
Og her ser dere resten av tårnet etter jordskjelvet. Jeg tror kanskje det var 180 som omkom.
Yes, next one. This is our village house, which was totally collapsed down, and death many people there also.
Dette er landsbyhuset vårt, og mange omkom der også.
And this is our village house, and one is Christian house, this green, blue one, and because they are Christian, and another Buddhist house. Buddhists have a flag in their house, around their house, and they were also destroyed by the earthquake.
Her ser vi fra landsbyen, 2 hus. Det nærmeste med blått tak, der bor en kristen familie, og det andre som ødelagt, der bor en hinduistisk familie. Det kan vi se fra alle de mange farger flaggene som henger over der.
Yes, please, next one. This is, we are distributing small mattress for the people.
Og her kan dere se vi deler ut madrass eller liggeunderlag til folkene så de kan ligge på.
When they got this mattress, they are very happy and they went to house.
Og de ble veldig glad for dette som kan beskytte dem mot kulde.
Next one, please. This is our city area, one of the picture of city area where many people were dead and injured. People are rescuing there.
Dette er fra byområdet som ble veldig, veldig hardt skadet, og fremdeles så ser vi noen driver og leter der, og mange av disse husene, Jakus fortalte meg, var bygd midlertidig og kanskje med dårlige materialer.
This happened only in Hindu area. There Hindu temples were there. A lot of Hindu temples were there. This happened in Hindu area.
Og det var kun i dette området. Det var så forferdelig. Det var mange Hindu tempel der også.
Next one. This is school.
Dette er skolebygningen.
Where Manju and Vibin and army they were breaking schools because no use.
Det var barneskolen vår, og som dere ser så er det en rødt merke på.
Yes. Amen. Next one. This is our Sunday school children.
Her er søndagsskoleklassen.
In our church.
I kirka vår.
Yes. And this is the house in the village where our Manju's relatives, one of relatives, you know, their house was destroyed, hardly destroyed.
Og dette huset som noen av Manju sine slektinger bodde i.
This is our village house, relative's house, and where we've been, and many animals, and we're also dead, and many possessions lost, and many families were injured in this house.
Dette er også fra landsbyområdet, og mange dyr og mange store ødeleggelser i dette området.
This is our village, where Manju's brother and my brother been there and rescue the people and ask and rescue the people and praying for them and little helping from our church.
Dette er også fra landsbyen vår. Vi ser Jaku og broren hans med blå skjorte, Mohan, og han med solbrillene tror jeg er broren til Manju.
Yes.
Så de prøver å hjelpe dem.
Yes. Next one. This is also the village area where the earthquake destroyed a lot of house, And we are giving some help to that area.
Här är också från den landsbyområdet där vi delar ut såna liggunderlag och några säckar med ris och prövar att hjälpa.
Yes. Next one.
Så kommer den film.
Now we have a small video from our church.
Detta är från kyrkan vår. Vi kan bara lära den surra upp. Så här är från kyrkan, Hattibon Church.
This is our one church. Praising Nepali.
Ja, här har de gudstjänste.
We have a lot of women in our church.
Det är många kvinnor i kyrkan.
They are very from carpet factories, brick factories, and workers mostly.
Det är stort sett arbetare från teppefabriker och murstensfabrikerna i området.
We have a male side, very not much. We have male also.
Det är också en del män, men mycket mindre, och de sitter på andra sidan.
Most of the male, they went to Arabian area, Gulf area, to get money, to earn money, to survive their family.
Många män reist utomlands till Gulfstaterna för att pröva få jobb och sända pengar.
They are struggling in the finance. So their husband, most of the female were male been to the Arabian country.
Så många av äkta männen är reist till arabiska land för att pröva tjäna pengar där.
This is our worship time in my church. We are worshiping the Lord.
Här är vi en gudstjänste med tillbedelse och sång.
Some ladies were anointed by the Holy Spirit, appealed by the Holy Spirit, and speaking tongues. In my church.
Någon av damerna blev speciellt fylld med den helige ande och talade i tunga.
In my church, there are Hindu people, Buddhist people, and different types of people attended. People are coming.
I kyrkan vår så kommer det forskjellige, förutom kristne också hinduer och buddhister.
I'm preaching from my church.
Och här så där jag talar från kyrkan.
I'm praying after the sermon is finished. I'm praying.
Efter talen så har vi bön.
Yes. I have some challenges here.
Vi har stora utmaningar här.
My village destroyed.
Landsbyen var ödelagt.
Schools were destroyed.
Skolan är ödelagt.
And people are very having difficult situations in their life.
Folk har en vansklig situation i livet sitt.
Actually, me and Manju, we have a heart for them. How can we help? How can we help?
Och Manju och jag, vi har ett hjärte för dessa. Hur kan vi hjälpa dem?
So you please pray for our villages, for our schools, and for our church, especially for the Nepal.
Så vi hoppas att ni kan vara med och be för landsbyen vår, för kyrkan vår och för Nepal.
When you have a time, please visit our country, our Nepal country, and give us this encouragement for us and visit us, and then we will have welcome, warm welcome with you guys.
Ja, hvis dere har mulighet og tid, håper dere kan besøke Nepal og være sammen med oss og oppmuntre oss, og dere vil få en varm velkomst.
Thank you for giving this time.
Takk for at vi fikk komme.
God bless you.
Og Guds velsignelse.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.